From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump in China held a joint press briefing with Chinese President Xi Jinping, in which Mr. Trump pressed Mr. Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program.
Today, President Xi, we discussed our mutual commitment to the complete denuclearization of North Korea. We agreed not to replicate failed approaches of the past, and there were many. We agreed on the need to fully implement all UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea and to increase economic pressure until North Korea abandons its reckless and dangerous path.
The talks between Mr. Trump and Xi also dealt with trade. Meanwhile, at home, President Trump suffered the sharpest political setback of his presidency. On Tuesday, Democrats swept to easy victories in governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with the sweep of the two gubernatorial races and excited by a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections. That's when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. Democrats are pointing to exit polls in both Virginia and New Jersey that showed anger at Mr. Trump was a major factor in stimulating Democrats to get to the polls. And the Trump administration has announced it's implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's military, intelligence, and security service and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who interact with Cuba. This is VOA. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen headed to the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs to control the wounded survivors and families of the victims of the nation's latest mass murder. Mr. Pence spoke Wednesday at a prayer vigil for the 26 churchgoers shot dead during a Sunday morning service by a gunman with a history of mental health issues, also meeting with law enforcement officials and the church neighbor who shot the gunman as he fled, potentially saving other lives. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he planned on asking Beijing during this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference what its intentions are in the South China Sea and if Southeast Asian nations will be allowed to freely navigate the disputed strategic sea. More now from VOA's Steve Miller.
Evan Rees, an Asia-Pacific analyst with the Texas-based think tank Stratfor, states Duterte's approach may have another explanation.
His softer approach to China isn't because he is trying to pursue a softer approach permanently with China. It's because he's a Philippine nationalist, and he's trying to shore up the Philippines' position. The Philippines is in this vulnerable spot where it's a maritime nation that needs to shore up its claims in the South China Sea, but it also has all kinds of internal problems to deal with.
Now that Marawi has been retaken from militants and the Moro peace process is moving forward, Rees says Duterte now possesses the opportunity to push forward the Philippines' maritime interests. However, China claims almost the entire South China Sea, where some $3 trillion worth of goods passes through each year. Beijing also repeatedly denied that the Permanent Court of Arbitration had the jurisdiction to hear Manila's challenge and rejected the award.
VOA's Steve Miller reporting. And the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman, Bob Corker, has announced he will hold a hearing next week on the president's authority to use nuclear weapons. Mr. Corker said the hearing is part of the Senate's examination of the authority and process for using nuclear weapons. He said Congress has not revisited the issue since 1976, and a discussion is long overdue. The debate over who should have the power to authorize the use of nuclear weapons has been reignited in Congress after President Donald Trump warned in August that North Korea could face, quote, fire and fury like the world has never seen if it continues to advance its nuclear program. Senator Corker, who has announced he will not run for re-election in 2018, has publicly clashed with President Trump several times over the last month. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.